Hey everybody, welcome back to the Star Wars Report, and this is Riley Blanton with you here again with something that you're probably going to get pretty used to over the next couple weeks, and that is kind of a pre-show show where I wanted to talk to you guys about a couple things coming up for the Star Wars Report. But first of all, what you're about to listen to is episode 60 of the Star Wars Report. Amazing milestone to come across, and pretty cool that we did so while doing Celebration and Dragon Con. And it does so happen that this particular episode was our final day of coverage from Dragon Con. So this is me and Bethany. We just kind of hung out outside of the Sheraton, a hotel there in downtown Atlanta, sat on a bench and kind of did a thought dump of information about the whole Dragon Con experience. And we had a fun, quiet conversation, or somewhat quiet conversation, about our overall experiences, and I think you guys are going to enjoy this episode. Also, fun note, the music that I play to introduce the show is actually Some Nights by the band Fun, and it drove me nuts, because fun fact, you'll hear it in the background of the previous episode, Dragon Con Day 3. I think that's episode 59 or 58 off the top of my head. But you can hear in the background there this song playing, and I couldn't for the life of me figure it out. And when I was in post-production editing it, I mean, I liked the sound of it, but of course it was just a bunch of and whoas. So I still have a lingering cold, so I won't attempt to sing it. But anyway, that being said, I finally figured out what song it was, so I decided what an appropriate way to end our daily Dragon Con episodes as to play the song itself. Anyway, one other quick announcement is I want to do a huge congratulations to our brand new writer, Mitchell Hannon. As I'm recording this little intro and I'm posting this episode up on Monday, the 17th of September, and on that very Monday is his first post where he does a great comprehensive article on the Star Wars Detours panel at Star Wars Celebration, and that is up over at StarWars.com as part of our big weekly writers, larger articles slash commentaries, all that good stuff. And so he's got a great write-up of Star Wars Detours, you know, something that we have yet to talk about to any great length on the podcast, but we will very soon. And the final thing is, last week we also recorded a big episode discussing the Clone Wars announcements at Celebration, and that should be going up this coming Wednesday. That would be Wednesday the 19th of September. So there you go. A bunch of information that you needed to know, some that you didn't need to know, but one thing I can say is thank you for tuning in to the Star Wars Report. Here it is, our final daily podcast from Dragon Con 2012. This is the Star Wars Report's continuing coverage of Dragon Con 2012.
We're here with Mr. Richard Hatch. Welcome to Dragon Con. Of course, I should be saying that. This is my first year.
Well, you're doing a good job. Sounds like you know what you're doing.
So say we all.
So say we all.
So say we all.
So say we all.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a gospel. Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the continuing and final, well, kind of final
daily
episode coverage of the Star Wars Report's coverage of Dragon Con. That was a horribly constructed sentence, but it's true.
I'll forgive you.
But but we're tired. But I'm one of your hosts for this episode, Riley Blanton, so glad that you've decided to tune in, and with me as always is my sister, Bethany.
Greetings, younglings, and welcome to the
show.
We
own swag.
We own swag.
I'm just
gonna
start.
Yes, we do.
We're going to go backwards. I'm looking right now, and I'm kind of making a tradition to just buy one token thing. Of course, I kind of broke that with two this time, but I got two different plushies, a plushie Chewbacca and a plushie Jar Jar.
Yes.
So that was my score for this particular episode. But
so
four?
I have to ask you.
Okay.
I know that you and I both like the prequels, but will that plushy Jar Jar ever be on the receiving end of any anger or rage and anything
no,
Star Wars wise?
No.
You wouldn't do that to your plushy Jar Jar, would you?
I would not do that to my plushy Jar Jar.
Okay. Just had to clear that
Rest assured, he sighs a sigh of relief in the grocery bag next to me. But yeah, this is day four, a very quiet day, but we actually got to see the exhibit hall floor and buy some stuff and walk around.
Okay, to clarify, we talked about the exhibit floor briefly in one of our previous episodes, but I went through the exhibit floor as someone covering it. Cause I took a ton of pictures, I set up shots, I stood and waited while people got in the way. Because it's an exhibit floor, you know, I'm not going to stop them from shopping.
Sure.
So I mainly went through to see everything and to take pictures, not to purchase something or make a decision or shop for myself. So today we actually went in and shopped for ourselves.
As the greedy American consumers we are. Oh, yeah.
Way to stereotype, Riley.
Yes, well, exactly. So I just wanted to say it's been a good day so far, and we've really enjoyed it.
Yes.
And we started off the day.
I will say Monday is a lot quieter. We mentioned this in our last year's DragonCon coverage, but Monday is really the day that a lot of people are gone.
It's like a half
convention.
Everything's
a lot emptier. There's sort of a sad, quiet atmosphere in some places. And I would say half or more of the celebrities in the Walk of Fame were gone. The people who would give autographs, more than half of them
back,
were gone.
We swung by on our way out here, and actually it was closed, and it was still supposed to be open for an extra hour, but everybody just shut down. This is basically closed down day, and everybody, it's sort of like that, if you're at a bazaar or at any kind of fair, and you're in that last hour before closing, that's when most everyone's left,
but
everybody runs around trying to get a bargain deal. It's kind of like that, but
that's
just for 8 hours.
For all of Monday,
it's all stretched out through a half day Monday instead of one. So that's kind of the feeling.
Since we're talking about the exhibit hall or the dealer's hall, to clarify, there's a dealer's hall, exhibit hall one, exhibit hall two. You can buy stuff in all three, but the dealer's hall is really where you would do a lot of purchasing. And I don't know why they have a difference in the three.
I think they just need more room.
Yeah, I think so too. But for those of you at a convention, I will tell you, there are a lot of overpriced things. Everybody knows that food is generally overpriced, but there are often a lot of items for sale that are one of a kind, that are special, that you can't find anywhere else. Those will be expensive, and rightly so. The dealer probably spent a lot of time and energy getting it for a decent price so that he could resell it. But there are a lot of things that are drastically overpriced. So I would say for those of you who want to purchase stuff and want to get a good deal on it, if you're dying to have an object and you see it, buy it because someone else might.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like, well, I would like that, but I'm not dying to get it, wait until the last day, the last hour or two that the hall is open. And I've done this at Fan Days, Celebration, and here at DragonCon. Wait till the last 2 hours and name your price, and name it about 15-20% off of what you're doing. Sometimes you can get 50% off, not usually.
Yes.
Because usually 50% off is they're actually losing money if they sell it to you at that price. So you want to be fair, but to me, that is fair. It might seem mean to the dealers to do that, but frankly, I'm not going to buy overpriced stuff. So if they don't go down in price, I'm honestly not willing to purchase it. Yes, I might haggle with a couple of dollars worth up and down, but so I'm not trying to cheat them by just getting a better deal on something I would buy anyway.
Sure.
I wouldn't buy it. But, for instance, Riley and I lived overseas when we were younger, and our brother had a jewelry business where he bought jewelry from locals in Asia, and he sold it at different places here. There are dealers here who do the exact same things, and I met some of them, and they were very nice. But I knew that some of the items they had were priced really, really high for that, because I know how much it costs overseas, and then I know how much it costs to ship it here and set it up and set off the convention prices, because dealers have to pay to be in there. So this is just a little bit of inside information for people who want to shop at conventions. Yes, the dealers have to pay to be there. They do a lot of work. They're as tired as you are. But sometimes you can get a little bit off of the price, and it's still a good deal for them, and it's a good deal for you. So it's fair for everyone.
And everybody's happy.
Thus ends my,
wow,
my long, rather long,
there you go,
conversation.
You heard it here first.
About no,
that's good
stuff.
That's good advice for those of you, because we're not collectors, but I just kind of usually want to take one thing back with me physical.
Yes.
And of course we then kind of take back the interviews we did. So today was a good day. We actually swung by, spent a lot of most of the morning, we swung by the Hall of Fame as they're wrapping up, and had a chance to swing by and thank the celebrities who gave us some of their time for interviews and say final farewells. And we dropped off some thank you cards, which was a cool cool idea, which I will take entire credit for.
yes.
But no, it was that way.
Well, it's just a way of showing our appreciation.
Yeah,
for
And I think it's a better way to be more professional about it and not to say, hey, give us the interview. So that was very nice. And that was a good way to kind of say goodbye. Yeah. It's kind of funny because in this process, unlike we don't just walk up once and do the interview and leave, which a lot of people just say, hey, can we do an interview now?
If you think that an 8-minute interview takes us 8 minutes, you're wrong.
Wait for it.
We talk to the agent, the handler, the manager, the actor, wait for the lines to go down.
Swing by, come back tomorrow, swing by again, come back tomorrow.
Not catch them right after a panel when they're exhausted and they've been talking for an hour already.
Yeah. And usually by the end of it, you're pretty tired. But it's a good investment. It takes a lot of energy to be able to kind of keep that up, but it's worth it in the end. And that's called me stalling because Bethany had to leave.
Because
you want to guess what happened?
Again.
Yes. So I have no idea if the last 20 seconds were remarkably intelligent.
More polite and nice. And
well,
he
that's
said
good.
It was cool.
That's
so
good.
That was nice.
Well, that was nice of him.
Yes.
And and I appreciate that because you know what that means? I shouldn't have to edit that part out, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking about the interview process and how it takes a while.
Yeah.
But usually it's funny because by the end of it, they know, oh, it's you.
By the end, you probably know about eight different people because you know the staff at the table, the staff who hang around the area, you know the actor, you know his manager.
It's kind of a way that we get to swing by and they recognize us more regularly without being creepy about it.
Oh,
or at least.
And talking about staff,
uh-huh.
we did talk about them yesterday and thank them for all the work that most of them put in. Most of them are fantastic, but all of the staff in the Walk of Fame, which is the autograph hall, basically, are wearing either bunny ears or devil's horns.
Yeah.
Because I don't know who did,
this
but
little...
somebody bought all of them bunny ears or devil's horns. So everyone in the hall was beginning to call them, and we called them this, the bunny people.
Yeah.
That's what Riley and I would call them sometimes.
Yeah, definitely.
And sometimes we would call them the friendly neighborhood staff people or the bunny people.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good. A couple things I want to touch on, because this is our last daily episode, and I did take a couple notes that we've kind of either pushed off or talked about.
And we did go to one really interesting panel.
That'll be the first thing, and just I wanted to mention a huge thank you to the staff for the Star Wars track here at Dragon Con. They are awesome, and they actually, we set up our recorder on the table during Aaron Alston's Mercy Kill panel, which was fantastic. And we got a very great quality recording. And we get pretty decent quality, especially compared to most camcorders or cell phones that record these panels. We get very good audio quality comparatively. But we're still getting it through the speakers sitting...
Through the speakers
decent,
and sometimes,
but
if we're lucky,
actually,
10 feet back, typically more like 50 feet away.
Yeah, so in this case,
in
we were able
panel.
To... have it on the table, and that will bring that to you guys. And if you guys have read Mercy Kill, it's going to be a fantastic thing
so
to hear.
So if you like Aaron Alston,
if you like
read
the EU
Mercy
at all,
Kill,
really, this is your panel.
But it is highly spoilerific, I will say.
Yeah. But we'll be releasing
it should
that.
Should be a very high quality, a very good panel to listen to.
Yeah, we'll be releasing that down the road. And it was really a way where it was humorous, it was intellectual, it was intriguing. It was Monday, so it wasn't very much, too many people there.
And I loved how he interacted with the people who were there. Because it's not a massive crowd, he could actually take time to do a little bit of back and forth with the people in the audience.
Yeah, and that was one of the times where the audience Q&A actually went very well because it was the most passionate fans of the EU and Mercy Kill.
Only the most passionate fans will show up on the Monday when most everyone else is gone and exhausted or hungover.
Yeah, mostly the latter.
now, don't be sarcastic.
I'm not being sarcastic at all. I'm being facetious.
Right.
Inside joke. All right, all right. But I wanted to take another thing that I've wanted to mention.
Oh, but I did want to say the staff at Dragon Con had put up this amazing timeline, Star Wars timeline, all around the room.
Oh,
we mentioned
yeah.
it before.
Yeah.
But they do something different like that each year.
Different
and
theme.
That is really cool. They
a
also
lot of work.
They also one thing that they've done both this year and last year, I'm not sure if they do it every year, but probably so, is they do raffle giveaways at every single panel they
every
do.
Every panel, yeah.
Yep. And I believe they do it for the last party at Alderaan too that they do each year.
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Usually after the end of each panel, they do one or two or sometimes three giveaways. Everybody, when they walk in the door, they give you a ticket, and then they randomly draw a ticket that's the winning ticket. Sometimes you win a book or an
There's
action
an
figure.
There's an adorable girl
like
who got
like,
who got a prize.
I won something.
It was me.
It was me. Yes, yeah. Sue was so excited. But
yeah, she was there with her dad.
Yeah, definitely, if you're coming to Dragon Con and you like Star Wars, definitely go see the Star Wars room. Go yeah. to a Star Wars panel there.
Yeah, and we weren't there nearly as much as we were last year, but yeah. It was still the panels that we did see were great. And I do want to say those guys are awesome, and it's a really cool room. And we're hoping to be able to possibly be involved or maybe help out some a little bit instead of just
yeah.
idly attend panels, maybe help out with the staff and make some panels. Who knows? That would be kind of cool.
Yes.
I do. That one last thing that I've noticed, kind of humorous picture taking etiquette. This is a light day, so it doesn't matter as much. But you notice the other days, Bethany, when you're walking through the halls or on the sky bridges between the hotels and stuff, there are
yes.
these people who immediately. Well, there's two things. You walk outside of the sky bridge, and you have to go left or right, or forward into
yes.
the hotel. Left goes to another hotel, right goes to the food court, forward goes to another hotel. You have to make a decision, right? So that you got 3,000 people probably going through there over the course of half an hour over lunch.
Yes.
So of those people, probably 2,500 of them all pause and look left and right.
And the
up
line
and down
behind them
stops.
Comes screeching to a halt. Yes.
And so they're like, they're volunteers whose sole purpose is to sit there for an hour and
keep
say,
moving,
Hyatt's
keep
on
moving.
The left, food court's on the right, Marriott's forward, Hyatt's
don't
on the left.
Stop
don't
stop in the walkway. Yeah, yeah. That's familiar. A good thing to remember, and one reason why Riley and I liked coming here Thursday evening was
sure.
quickly familiarize yourself or re-familiarize yourself with the location of the convention. It will really help you because things are confusing when you have stuff spread over 3, 4, 5 different hotels and you're in massive crowds of people and can barely turn around, much less see
yeah.
10 feet in front of you. So that
certainly.
Way, if you know which way you're going, that will really help speed the process up.
Definitely. But and all that also goes into the next thing I was going to say is picture-taking etiquette. The other ones take 5 steps out, and then they've assumed they're clear to take pictures. So you'll notice, like, in these huge crowds, especially in the Marriott, you'll see a bubble where nobody is, and at the center will be an amazing costume.
Yes.
And then everybody will be taking pictures. So, like, you have this huge floor, but bubbles start popping up. And it's like a video game trying to navigate because the bubble is a you-can't-go zone because people are taking pictures. And
yes.
you don't want to interrupt people's pictures. So it's like you have to navigate your way around the
yes.
bubbles.
And Club Jade actually did a great post on convention tips. She actually covered this topic,
the bubbles.
Too. So, she didn't call them bubbles.
I'm going to, yeah,
but,
trademark that or whatever. That's
I'm not sure why I'm calling
nickname.
Club Jade the website a she. I guess that's because I so strongly associate it with Tracy Duncan.
Yes, Tracy,
but,
yeah.
But other people do work there too, but.
Yeah, and yeah. okay, and we teased it last time on yesterday's episode, and let's use that to cap off this one.
Yes.
Differences between the conventions we've been to more recently. Fan
Which
days.
Are, yeah.
Celebration. Dragon
Con.
Con
of
the Dragon.
Double complete Dragon.
Did we mention
dragons?
Exactly. Wow. Fan Days is small, more intimate, and it's not going to be as fun a convention if you don't know people there. It's
yeah.
a good one to go make friends at Fan Days.
Yes, it is.
Celebration is the big party.
The big Star Wars party.
Yeah, the big Star Wars party, and that's the place to reinvigorate your Star Wars fandom and
yes.
hang out with friends.
Celebration has pretty much everything you could dream of for Star Wars fans.
Yeah,
whether it's the massive exhibit hall to purchase things or see things,
and
or panels of all different varieties.
Yeah, and Dragon Con is more of the. It's so huge and has so much programming. You could literally come here by yourself, and you would still have a pretty awesome time just going to some of the great panels and content, but
yes.
It's always more fun with a buddy. So I will say that those are the big differences. We'll be doing continuing episodes about... Are you answering the phone?
No, I'm just listening to a voicemail.
You're going to listen to a voicemail. Okay.
While we're recording,
Let me just get both microphones and talk into both of them. Stereo. No. But there are some big differences, and hopefully maybe someday we'll be able to say what the big difference with San Diego Comic-Con is. Heh, you never know. We'll see that how that goes. But it's been an awesome time covering Dragon Con, and it's been a much better year the second time around, even though some of the programming and some of the guest stars were not quite as good, but
yeah.
That didn't mean that we didn't still have a great time here.
Well, and I would say not quite as good as last year, but something you're not going to get at a Star Wars Celebration or at Fan Days is a panel with most of the Battlestar Galactica guests.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings stars, or yeah.
And
so I guess
also the intimate setting of the most recent panel we did with Aaron Austin about Mercy Kill.
Yeah, that
was
great.
You have about maybe
30 people.
No, more than that, about 30, maybe 40.
Yeah,
but that is a small intimate setting comparatively, and you can actually
it's not a room full of 6,000 people for a Battlestar panel.
That
yeah,
you're watching the panel on a screen because you're that far back.
Yeah.
So.
But I guess in closing, we'll give an opportunity for closing thoughts, and then we'll tease what's coming out. Because we've talked about it hither and thither, but I kind of want to do a comprehensive, here's what's coming from the Star Wars Report over the next couple, blah, blah, blah. But anything, final thoughts before we go that
final
we want to mention?
Final thoughts is, if you like conventions, I would say try out different ones, because all of them have their pros and cons. And hopefully you have heard a bit about what Dragon Con and Celebration and Fan Days are all like from us here at Star Wars Report sharing our experiences with you. And I also did want to mention, we have been very open with our thoughts and feelings and our personal experiences at conventions. So our experiences won't necessarily be yours. You can make a convention into what you want it to be by choosing what you go to,
sure,
who you hang out
definitely.
With. How much sleep you decide to get.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Exactly.
But, definitely try to learn from each experience and learn from others, but each convention is your own to choose how it goes. It's almost like a choose your own adventure.
Choose
book.
Your fate.
So, and about
isn't
being
it funny?
Very open,
and
I know with some things we've said, people will think, well, that's not the case with me. Where we have
sure.
an experience with someone interrupting a recording of ours, but we would like to be to let you know really what it's like here for us.
Yeah,
because
and what
that's
did we
really
say?
What we're here for.
Yeah, and what did we say just before Celebration? We're going to just share our experiences with you guys, and I feel like we've done that with these daily episodes. But we have so much more awesome stuff coming.
Well, and I'm really excited to hear other podcasters who share their experiences or bloggers who share theirs.
Sure.
Because you hear about someone who waited in line 12 hours for a panel at Comic-Con, and they tell the story about the people who were there for 12 hours. And it's actually very interesting because, you know, they had their own little 12-hour party in line.
I know.
All excited about it.
Crazy people.
but yeah, it's just a lot of different ways you can experience a convention, so make sure you go into it with some knowledge, but also being open-minded about it.
Definitely. And as I said, and as I was saying, we do have some these daily
those
episodes.
Those are my closing thoughts.
These episodes, as we record this, it's just it's Monday of Labor Day. We've got so much stuff. We've actually still got a daily episode from Celebration that'll probably go out later tonight as we record this. And then to you listeners know, we've got coming up, we'll be staggering out 4 of these episodes over the course of maybe a week, a little more. And then we've got panels from both Celebration and Dragon Con.
Let me insert real quick when he's... Or really quick. Goodness, my...
Really quick.
My vocabulary
let me show you something
is
real
leaving
quick.
Me.
Let me
my
say.
Southern accent is coming on because
let
I'm
me tell you something.
But when you're... This is the last of 4 daily Dragon Con episodes.
Yes.
So Riley's kind of recapping what's come already. But yeah, after 4 daily Dragon Con episodes, you will be hearing a lot of panels and interviews from both conventions.
Yes.
And you may to continue with more detail.
Yes. So we've got Celebration stuff and Dragon Con stuff. A lot of panels that I've recorded that I can't even remember now because there's so many. But I tallied it up. We're up to around 15, 16 hours of content So Star Wars
we will
Report,
be editing that. Yeah, so no, don't expect 16 hours.
Five 3-hour podcasts coming your way really soon. No. But there will be highlights from a lot of them, especially the ones that aren't as good quality where I'll just want to play excerpts of. But then there, of course, Aaron Alston's will be a whole episode of himself, and I'm sure that'll be a couple weeks down the road. But we're going to be staggering out the stuff so we don't flood you guys with so much. But we will be going back to our weekly show very soon, maybe this Thursday, maybe not. But we will be going back to that, setting up the live show once again. Let's see, what else do we need to cover? I guess, help me out here.
Do you want to do an interviews episode like we did last week?
Yeah, we'll probably maybe do a Lord of the Rings interviews thing where, and they don't have to be super long, but we might do some nugget episodes of our Lord of the Rings stuff, and that'll be 15 minutes, 20 minutes, however long we talk, and then a Battlestar one.
For our Star Wars Report only listeners, we did do some interviews and coverage just of the convention to bring you our experience, but also for Middle Earth Network Radio.
Yes, be looking for the podcast version,
Yeah.
We will be hopefully setting up stuff to do live on and air that stuff on the radio station as well as podcasted out to you guys. Our interview with Craig Parker, Haldir, Billy Boyd, Pippin, we'll stick those on a little Lord of the Rings episode. For you Battlestar fans, Gaius Baltar himself, James Callis, Jamie Bamber, who played Leah Dama in the new series,
Michael Trucco,
thank you, who played Samuel T. Anders in the new series. So some Battlestar goodness.
From Celebration, we have Daniel Logan and Anthony Daniels.
Anthony Daniels.
Yes.
And, oh my goodness, that's bringing back a flood of memories. The Anthony Daniels panel, we have, oh my goodness.
Oh, yes.
All kinds of panels and stuff that we'll have from Celebration and Dragon Con. Amazing stuff where I'm just, like, I want to listen to it. I don't want to sit down for hours and put it all together, but I will be slaving away in the editing bay over at the Star Wars Report studio for you guys, and I probably will be, no secret, I'll be enjoying it myself, too. So I'm so excited to be able to have, I think, much better coverage of even Dragon Con last year, or obviously much better than Celebration 5.
And listeners as well, while we've done a ton of coverage here, and we've worked really hard, and we are a Star Wars website. We do a lot of work, and you guys help out with
that. And your phone is ringing.
Yes, it is. Again.
As I'm pulling the curtain back. I mean, at this point, Bethany, it's not. There's no point in trying to hide that kind of stuff. Like, my phone's ringing.
Even though we have a relatively large Twitter account, and for you new listeners, we might seem like, they're big press people. They're press people, and they get to run around behind and do everything. First of all, yes, we do run around a lot. And we do some stuff behind the scenes with access that you might not have.
Wow, I'm beginning,
press,
Bethany. You're beginning to actually make me feel somewhat important. Like, wow, hey,
we learn a lot about how to perfect our little hobby trade here. I'll call it a hobby trade.
Hobby trade,
but doing some panels on different ways, like how to do a podcast, only not stuff that simple.
Yeah, there were some great
industry panels for what we do, and practicing. You know, interviews are a lot of work as well as a lot of fun, which we covered that yesterday. But we are actually here learning as much or more so in ways that you guys are. And I know some of you listeners
have been
in the fandom
for
20 odd years.
I know.
You've been in the fandom longer than we've been alive. So any tips that you would have for us
would
also be appreciated.
And we really appreciate it. A number of people have really given us some input as to what kind of stuff that you want to hear. And then we try to go to the listeners. We try to, what you guys are interested in is what we try to help cover, as well as the people that we are interested in interviewing. So hopefully you guys are into some of the Lord of the Rings stuff, some of the Battlestar.
But to cap it off, love doing both conventions.
Yep.
Dog tired after doing both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to going home and doing live shows so
NASCAR.
That we can talk to you guys. NASCAR. Not really interesting.
I have no idea that was random. But thank you guys for tuning into these daily episodes. Stay tuned to the Star Wars Report. Tell your friends. I mean, we've got some amazing stuff that I'm just honored and so pleased that we were able to do. So it's coming up in the feed over at StarWarsReport.com. And until next time, remember, may the Force be with you. And
many Bothans died to bring you this podcast.